question was asked, how should we react when we see certain things that are wrong? When we take into account that there's a right and a wrong in the world, and to use the exact wording that was used, sheker versus emet, lies versus truth. So I want to try maybe to discuss it from a different angle. Let's tell a story. Okay? There was once a boy who was misbehaving at home, and his mother warned him that she's going to punish him, and he continued misbehaving. And she tries to cook something, and when she turns the other way, he dips his finger in the cake and he licks it, and the mother catches him and she yells at him, and he's all offended, and he walks outside to their backyard and he's all upset. And as he's all upset, he sees someone walking across their yard, and the person's trespassing. There's no right crossing their yard. And it's not only that he's trespassing, he's stepping on the daisies his mother was so careful to plant. And they've warned this neighbor numerous times not to walk through their yard, and he's always disregarded it. So the kid, who just went out of the house all upset, he walks up to the neighbor and he starts yelling at him, "You bum, you scoundrel, how could you cross our yard? How could you step all over my mother's daisies? What's wrong with you? How many times have we told you not to cross through our yard? How many times are we going to have to tell you before you're going to get through your thick head that you cannot cross through our yard? You just trampled all my mother's daisies. You know how cruel what you just did is? My mother was working so hard to plant those daisies," and he's going on and on, and he's letting him have it. Okay, he finishes and he's all proud of himself. You know, now he's feeling much better. He left the house very upset because his mother had yelled at him. And now, after he yelled at the neighbor, he's all proud of himself. And what he doesn't know is that his mother was watching through the window. His mother was a smart woman. She waits till her husband comes home, and her husband sits him down. He says, "Look here, Chaim. You left the house upset. The neighbor did something wrong. The neighbor's wrong. No one said the neighbor's right. But who are you to yell at him? And when you yelled at him, was your yelling because he was wrong? Or was he yelling because you had a lot of other feelings vented up in you that you let out on the neighbor?" And you have to know that when you're talking to someone, especially when someone's doing something wrong, you have to be 100% sure that you're reacting to their action and not letting out what you want to let out. And that's a very important rule in parenting and chinuch. We always have to ask ourselves, and is my reaction a product of what I feel or what they have to hear? And this is a mashal, obviously, the whole story. The nimshal is that very often we see things that are wrong and we're tempted to react, and sometimes we have to react. But we also have to know that we're that chayim. We're always approaching life with our own frustrations, with our own anger that we're venting. And we have to ask ourselves 10 times, is what I'm saying more a representation, or even slightly a representation of my feelings, or is it what he has to hear? Is it what's right to be said? And so long as we can't be confident, and in most circumstances we cannot be confident, that we're not that same Chaim who was just yelled at, or for a million other reasons we have our feelings that have to be vented, and as such we can't really grope with it. I was once on a bus where there were a lot of people waiting to get on the bus, and it was a bus to the airport, so people have to catch flights. It was a bus on a Thursday, so people can't even, you know, you miss a flight, you can catch another flight. Wasn't like that. And it was before Yom Tov. And people cut the line. And the bus didn't have enough room for everyone. And the people who missed that bus would have to wait another 25 minutes for the next bus, which could mean a lot. And I made it onto the bus. I didn't know if I would or wouldn't, with all the people cutting the line, but I did make it onto the bus. And I sat on the bus and I wrote a whole poem, and I was prepared to read that poem out loud, to all the people on the bus, just so that the people who cut the line should think something about what they did to all the people stuck back at the stop. And I spent about 10 minutes debating with myself, am I venting my anger or am I telling them what they have to hear? And because I couldn't come to a conclusion, I never read the poem. To be continued.